Hey, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Colleen.
And we have four kids, and they're supposed to be in bed sleeping by now.
We are exhausted, so we thought, why not do a podcast where people can listen to our end-of-the-day conversations with each other?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, maybe you'll learn something. No, who are we kidding? We're just a couple of exhausted, mostly crazy, very happily married Christians. Are you ready, Colleen?
I was born ready. My middle name is ready.
Well, my middle name is Chimichanga. I must be hungry. Yesterday, you and I were having a relatively serious conversation on classical music, and I believe that we were listening to Tchaikovsky.
Okay.
And you were saying how much you liked, you know, his work. And I said that I enjoy any composer who writes a song titled Air on the G String.
Yes.
Because I am, I'm a juvenile like that.
Yeah, you're
in
12.
My mind. So you responded, what are you, 12 today?
I did.
And I said, yes, I am.
Such a good way to start 12. Out the podcast.
I am a 12-year-old in my brain sometimes. And, you know, that's how I operate. In fact, I have always wanted to be a part of the 1%. You know, we're part of the 99%. If I were to roll into that category of being so wealthy that I was a part of the 1%, I would blend Cuban cigars in with my vegetable juices, of course, completely organic. And I would drink.
What
I would drink.
What's going on here?
I was juvenile, so I'm proving it now. So.
Oh boy. Okay.
So yesterday for Columbus Day, we our son, our oldest son, has saved his money that he's been. And I'm sorry about the dog barking. I am going to have a podcast where I tell a story, probably next time, about how I got his shock collar back out because I can't handle it anymore.
My goodness, he's protecting the farm. He's doing his job. Poor dog.
Yeah, well, dog's gonna learn. So he saved his money up and had his eye on a kayak, and he got enough money. So we all as a family went out, and he bought the kayak, and we headed out to the lake for the day. And we got there, and the boys just immediately jumped in to swim.
Right, which we had told them previously that they probably weren't going to, but they were so smart that they wore their bathing suits, what they call their trunks, because they're old souls, I guess. They're swimming trunks.
Got my trunks.
They got my trunks on, Mom. Can I go in? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And, of course, the little girl wanted to go in, too, but she didn't wear her swim trunks. So she went in her clothes. It was fine.
So all the kids are swimming or kayaking, and I was, you know, monitoring. You and I were monitoring all four. And but, you know, the boys can swim, and Marilyn, not so much, but she didn't go very far.
No.
And so I told you, why don't you go to the store and get some towels so that they're not soaking wet on the way back.
Got the last three.
Yeah. You got the last three.
I did. It was very good.
Good deal. So while you were gone, well, before you left, there were two dogs with a family that were there, and these two dogs, the purebred mutts, were just as happy as could be. It was their first time swimming. And they just jumped, and our youngest son played with them. You know, of course, he kind of took them from the other son.
They kind of became our dogs instead of the family who owned them.
But they were just very happy, sweet dogs, just jumping in the lake there. And so they were energetic dogs, obviously young dogs, jumping in the water, swimming all they could, you know, just having a great time. So you went to buy towels.
I did.
Well, our little girl, Marilyn, she is extremely social.
Yes.
So if she sees, since she's surrounded by her brothers all day long, if she sees a little girl anywhere, she just says, can I go talk to her?
Yeah.
So she just wants to go talk.
She's compelled.
She is compelled to go talk to her, and she's very social. So take that, homeschool people, right. Homeschool haters. but she...
we call it being Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, she's very the opposite of what the TV will tell you homeschoolers are.
Right.
Our children are very social. They like to talk to people. And
can especially carry on her, a very but good if she sees,
yes, yeah. And if she sees a girl, she will go Maryland her, mm-hmm. which means she's going to insert herself into that little girl's life and be a part of it forever.
Forever.
And she will talk to the other little girls she meets throughout her life about the other little girls she met. She'll ask, yes, and she'll ask, do you know so and so?
They're
if,
my friend.
Yeah, like, as if there's some way
right.
that, so. You had gone to pick up the towels and she said, Daddy, can I go show this little girl my shells that she had found some seashells.
She had been collecting seashells.
And I said, sure. So she starts running towards this supposed little girl. Well, it turned out the little girl was just a petite woman.
Oh.
And it was kind of over a ridge. And she was, what I did not know was that she was... She was walking a little, like a little dog, a little rat.
Oh, no.
Basically. What, they're not dogs if they're not greater than 15 pounds, right? They're either cats or rodents.
Right.
According to Ron Swanson, I can't remember. I need to look that quote up. But she's running towards her with, mm-hmm. with full, no abandon.
Sure.
No abandon.
Unabandoned?
She was unabandoned about her running. Mm. And... She gets almost to the lady, and I realize it's a lady, like sure. a petite lady, not a little girl.
Right.
Even though I thought it was a little girl, too.
Oh, boy.
Well, in the background, the two dogs that were swimming...
Oh, no.
...go running after Marilyn.
Oh, no.
And they're full speed running.
Sure.
Well, Marilyn gets to the lady.
They were big dogs. They looked kind of pit bull-like. They had the stock of
pit bull,
them.
Yeah. Pit bull, purebred mutts. So she gets to the lady,
mm-hmm.
and as she gets to her, I see the lady wave her off like, no, I don't want to see your shells, right? Well, what she was doing was she saw these dogs running full speed, full speed ahead. And she thinks the dogs are with Marilyn.
Right.
That they have a part in her life, which they do not. The dogs just decided, hey, little girl running, uh-huh. I'm running too.
Right.
Well, those little dogs... barreled that little rat dog over. It was hilarious.
Oh, no.
I buckled over laughing so hard. You should have seen it. Marilyn does a Yui real quick. She comes running back, and I thought maybe her feelings would get hurt because I could tell the lady was saying, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Which she wasn't saying it to Marilyn. She was saying it to the dogs who were about to maul her little chihuahua or whatever it was.
Oh, no.
And so they made this little rat dog like roll over like five times. It was hilarious. Well, Marilyn comes running back to me and she goes, she did not want to see my shells. She was a lady. She said, no, 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 not right now. That's what she said. She said, no, 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 not right now. So
I come back from the towels and you're in Stitch is like laughing, and I'm like, what? And you're like, no, 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 I have to tell you on the podcast.
I gotta save this for the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been saving that story about
so this is new to me.
Yeah, and they didn't hurt the little dog, they weren't trying to, they just thought, oh, look, another dog that we can play with. Well, when you
they
were very
they were energetic,
very
friendly, mm-hmm. just like Marilyn. They wanted to overpower this other.
Yeah.
Living thing with their love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool day. We spent 4 hours out there
something
at the
like
lake
that,
and the kids just had a blast and I left the phone at, you know, mm-hmm. off. I just turned it off and we had a really good time as a family. You know, I've always thought that if I can get away from my phone forever, I would.
Sure.
And that was a really good day to be able to do that. So that was the story I've been
That's
waiting,
a really good one.
Waiting to tell you. But what's been going on in your mind? Is it more Bach air on the G-string songs?
No, none of that. I was able to visit with a good friend of mine today, and seems like every Tuesday it works out in the afternoon. She and I get together and talk about life and try to bounce ideas off one another, and it's really neat because she's younger, both in age and in motherhood, I guess, if you can be young in motherhood.
She's 12 years old.
She's not. No? Okay.
Well, you said younger.
12. You picked 12. 12 is really on your brain, isn't it?
12?
Well, because you act 12. And
oh. Yeah, that's 12? Right. Yeah. Sorry.
Forgetful.
I have the memory of an old man because right? I don't remember why.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Continue.
Come on, old man. Catch up.
I need to go anyways, blend my Cubans.
She and I are getting to know one another, and it's really encouraging to be with her and to hear her thoughts. And so that was a really neat part of my day. And school went very well today. Everybody was excited to get up, and I know that being together as a family, away from our phones, it's always energizing for the kids and for me, and it's calming and soothing, and a wonderful time spent together. So that will do wonders for morale, I guess, here in the house. So I did not get around to my house chores over the weekend since I was having so much fun, so I was playing catch up with that. And having the kids help there.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to just pause.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I did. And it was wonderful. And I don't know. I guess that was kind of it. I was having this thought about a compass today. I'm trying to work out a couple of ideas for kids' class, for church. For our house church that we do here, and trying to figure out how to address some issues that I think we should address as a church, and what's the best way to have an object lesson to go along with that to really make it maybe more connecting to what I'm trying to say. And so I've been thinking about this idea of a compass. And the purpose of the compass is to help you keep a direction, to not get lost, to help you read a map, and how that applies to life lessons, in that we're trying to stay on course. And as a mother, I'm trying to keep my kids pointed north, north being God, of course, as their authority, to help them not get lost. And Jesus refers to lost coins and lost sheep, and in his way of trying to help us to understand our drifting away from God. And so this is kind of a beginning of an idea, but interestingly enough, my shout out tonight goes to Pepe Lives Matter.
Which we'll just put on the show notes.
Okay. And they said, in the thickest.
Well, hold on. We got to do this beforehand. Before we
Why
started
are you interrupting
recording,
me?
Before we started recording, Pepe Lives Matter. Uh-huh. We were discussing whether it was a he or she.
Sure.
I thought it was a he. Colleen thinks she. So, hey, Pepe, maybe you cleared that up for us. Go ahead.
I didn't know. Okay, and it's probably because I'm hearing it in my like. It's very relatable, their posts, and I really am encouraged by their post on multiple occasions. But this one in particular, because I was sharing with my friend about this idea of a compass and motherhood and how we utilize that, and then Pepe Lives Matter said, in the thickest seasons of confusion and uncertainty, the solution isn't always to think your way out. Sometimes it's not enemy-prompted questions that need to be answered. Sometimes the solution is simply to trust God even harder. your faith as the compass. I was like, hey, that's what I was saying, compass. You will peer through the confusion when your natural mind cannot. You'll make it to the other side by simply taking one step at a time. That's all it is, one step at a time. And as mothers, often you're troubleshooting so much and you're trying to figure out, you know, is this the best thing that I need to feed my child, the best thing that I need to educate my child, the best thing I need to do to get them to be responsible adults, and are they being kind, are they being, you know, and all these things. And if we can just point them to God and show them our faith, then that's a good day.
Yeah, that's really cool. I really like Paper Lives Matter, too.
I know.
That's a really good thought.
Beat you to him or her.
Ah, you said him, though.
I know. Covering my bases.
No, that's really good. I'll save my shout out for the next podcast, then.
Okay.
That was a good one. All right. Well, we are going to get some sleep because we're tired. And we're Christian and we're parents. And we'll see you guys on Friday for the next show. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Tired Christian Parents podcast. You can follow us on Gab at Tired Christian Parents, or you can email us at tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. We'll see you next time.